All right, welcome to the first episode of Alternative Facts. Well, video, whatever you want to call it. Today we're going to be reviewing The Flash. I got my boy Marlon here over here eating fucking cookies. We're going to talk about this shit, and we're going to talk about all what's going on for season four, and give our personal opinions, and let's see what's going to happen, and predictions and all that garbage. So let's start off.
Yeah, man. Season one was really good. I like that one. I don't know about you.
I mean, I think when we was watching it, like, it was a solid episode. Like, legit, it was.
Yeah, because it was the first one.
Yeah.
Compared to, you know, we can't really compare it to anything else. But still, it was just, like, it was pretty dope how, like, you know, that little twist with Dr. Wells and shit like that.
I actually like that. It's for, like, half the season, too, we didn't know until, like, I think the mid-season finale, that's when they released his identity, right?
Shit, I don't remember. I think it was when, like, he was on that wheelchair.
Yeah,
and he stood up for the, and you're just like, word? Word? I see you, bro.
Word,
and so then season two was like, okay, who was the villain again for that one?
That was Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom. Terrible.
Bro, we called it, like, I think before they even revealed who it was. He was like, it's him. Like, it's nobody else. Like, Zoom is the person posing as Jay Garrick.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, yo, we already knew before they even said it. And then when it happened, we were just like, nah, we knew already. We're not even shocked. And then the way they did it, too, was a little corny. Like, he made a time remnant of himself before he got too sick. And then he killed his time remnant. So that way they thought, like, it wasn't him when in reality it was.
It was just a big fuck you in the end. It's just like, dude, this shit makes, it made no sense. I think it started to make sense to me when you actually explained it to me at work.
Bro, like, the concept of the time remnant period is, like, retarded. Like,
Yeah. It's like, that's so, He that's how Barry Allen defeated what's his name?
Yeah, like, cause he made a time remnant.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like,
and didn't that time remnant, like, become bad or something? Didn't that one become like Savitar or some bullshit like that?
Nah, that time remnant from season two was first of all,
his face was all messed up, right?
He was another time remnant that he used to fight Savitar, because, you know, in the Speed Force, time is not like linear.
Yeah.
So it's like he lived multiple timelines. I don't know, the Speed Force is some weird shit, bro. But
anyways.
But yeah.
And then season three was
fucking Savitar. Nigga, I didn't even like that.
You gotta blur that out.
I'm gonna blur it out, bro.
All right, cool. But yeah. It got annoying because it's like, okay, the third villain, another feature. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, 3 years straight was like an OD overkill. It was And you know, I hated that joint with Savitar, because I'm like, the way it started out, too, was with the Philosopher's Stone. And you know, in comic books, the Philosopher's Stone was not what they use it for.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, basically, like, for alchemy. Like, that's what it was for, like, in the comic books. And then even, like, the way they use it in Justice League, like, in Justice League Unlimited, it was something totally different.
And that one's pretty good, too.
And I didn't even really mind the fact that they, changed its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, they made a whole cult around it. Like, Savitar is this.
And the cult leader and all that shit,
And I know, like, in reality, Savitar did have a cult. Like, the real Savitar, like,
Wait, but isn't Savitar the Time Revenant, whatever the fuck it's called?
Yeah, like, he was a Time Revenant
that he
created to fight Savitar, who was himself, then he created
the sense. What the fuck does that even mean, bro? That shit makes no sense.
Bro, like, because, you know, like, literally the definition of a time remnant is like what? It's like a Speed Force clone from an alternate timeline that's been abandoned, that's allowed to exist because of the Speed Force.
What?
Because of the Speed Force, it's just a big paradox, bro. That's all it is.
What?
Bro, that's some hot shit.
Like, yeah, exactly what it is. These guys are doing, like, fucking lines of coke and just smoking so much bud.
Like, yo, bro, like, what if we made, like, a future clone that was faster? He's so slow, he couldn't even beat himself.
Yeah, my name is Barry Allen, and I'm the slowest man alive. But yeah, so season four, finally.
It went back to season one, the thing that made things like it. Like, I like the comedy, I like the,
Not even just that. The story so far, spoilers. The story so far is really fucking good. Just the one thing I wish that didn't happen was that, okay, the first episode where Barry's like, he knows it's this guy. Like, I know it's you, motherfucker. But no one believed him, right?
Yeah.
And then I hate how they were like, he confronted him in the school and he was like, yeah, I know who you are. You're the Flash, blah blah blah. And then he goes back to Star Labs and then he's like, Yeah, so what's his name? Devone? Devone knows I'm the Flash, and everyone's just like, oh shit, it is him. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, come on.
But he'd been told you this. Exactly. Like, bro, he been knew.
Exactly. But what would have been even fucking amazing is if they kept that whole shit for, like, you know, to the end of the season or some shit like that, where no one really believed him. But that mid-season finale, bro. What the
fuck? I'm not going front. I really like that joint. Bro. But he was so stupid. I'm like, bro, first of all,
get the fuck out
your
of
alarm system lets you know, like, okay, someone's in your house.
Exactly.
And you just finished dealing with homeboy. And then, like, the first thought that would have been in my mind, like, okay, something fishy's going on.
Exactly.
And even if you still had to go, why would you let yourself get caught? Because he's technically, he had an alibi.
Yeah.
He was at, like I said, Star Labs.
Yeah.
Star Labs have cameras.
Yeah.
So he had an alibi when the body got there.
Exactly.
So it wouldn't make any sense for him to stay there, get caught. And then even, like I said, I'm pretty sure the, this whole thing with DeVoe is like, oh, I'm thinking 15 million steps ahead of you. Like, whatever the case may be.
Yeah,
like, why would you let yourself get caught? Because, like, let's be realistic. Then again, he is white. Because he probably thinks, like, the justice system, like, I will prevail. Like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, bro.
There's a dead body in your apartment.
Exactly.
So I'm like, nah, just I wasn't digging, like, the fact that he stayed there. I like the twist.
Yeah,
I like the body swap, too, because in theory, it makes sense, like, when you think about it.
And how so?
Because, like, what was it? His mind was, like, a quantum computer, in a sense. So, for like because, you know, a telepath, their mind is forever expanding or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in his case, his brain was very compatible for, you know, whatever was going on. So, in like I said, in theory, it made sense.
Gotcha. I don't know. I feel like his wife is going to be the one to like fuck him over in the end.
Iris.
No. DeVoe's wife.
Because
like you can even see now how she's like.
Hesitant.
Yeah, she's hesitating now, and then after that body swap, she's you can see it in her face. She's just like, I don't even want to do this anymore.
Because he's like, I'm dating a white guy, and then now he's
black. I know. Yeah,
But I agree with you though. Like, I think his wife is gonna mess it up because, like, I know in the back of her head she's like, nah, this is kind of messed up. Because even when they would show like the flashbacks. Like, she supporting him, but at the same time, she always was, like, very reserved about it. Like, is this the only way we can do this? Like,
you're
sure there's not something else we can do or something, you know? Because, like I said, it's kind of messed up. You take over the body of somebody else who has their own life.
Yeah.
And like I said, like, I can tell, like, she was hesitant. So, I do agree with you on that one.
Yeah. I don't know. Either that or it'll probably, like, get Barry Allen out of jail or at least help.
Yeah, I see that happening, too. But what I do think is going to happen, like I said, this is possible spoilers. So this, for those who don't necessarily read the comic books, what I think is going to happen, though, I still think the body's still not going to be really compatible. Where even though the body may hold him for a little bit temporarily and it might suffice for the time being, I think personally that it's going to be one of those things like in the comic books. Because, you know, Clifford DeVoe, the Thinker, came out in All Flash number 12. That's like... 1943, 46.
Christ,
yeah, I'm even like, I don't know if that's like the correct year on the top of my head, but I know that's the right issue. But yeah, he's been around for a minute, and ultimately his ultimate goal was he left the body, period, and became just like digital information. So like they pulled the Matrix basically, yeah, like one straight ones and zeros.
The Matrix back in the '40s. What the fuck?
So it was yeah, I think he became digital though, like relatively recently, like maybe late '80s, early '90s.
Damn,
for his character, but his character existed for like a long time, bro.
That's insane. But dude, even the Joker is from like, I think he was introduced 1941.
Yeah.
And this is literally the first time I hear of DeVoe. And this dude has been around.
Because he was one of those obscure characters. Because if I remember correctly, he actually was supposed to be like some sort of like criminal in like Gotham City. In the issue originally when he came out, he wanted to take over, but somehow they rolled him into the Flash because the Flash defeated him, and that's when so basically that might have been like I actually know it's before pre-crisis, so that's before they started to do all these revamps with like origins and all stuff. So I'm pretty sure like he's not going to stay in that body. They're going to do the comic book thing where he's going to turn into straight digital data Matrix, and you're
that's
the
wild.
One Neo and
all
that.
Yeah, we need Keanu Reeves in here. He's the only one who can do it.
But yeah, so I mean that's a possible spoiler, but like I said, it's really hard to tell at this. He might stay in that body, he might not, he might turn into data.
Knowing them, they'll probably be like, yeah, fuck it, why not?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's not staying in that fucking body. Like it wouldn't even make any sense. But obviously, like I said, we already know like also I forgot. They're supposed to be bringing back in the second half Wally? Don Allen.
The fuck is that?
I don't know if you saw the crossover.
No, I haven't. I haven't seen those yet.
Yeah, I'm so slacking. If you haven't seen a crossover, this is like a partial spoiler.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, I don't think I'm gonna see it. You just might as well just.
I mean, this is for everybody else. I mean, so if you don't want to hear any information about Earth X, that whole thing, y'all might want to turn this off. But they brought in Barry Allen's children, the twins that he had in the future. They were speedsters, in the comic books, they're speedsters.
I gotta see this now.
And then it's only like a brief moment. She's like, I'm just so glad to be at your wedding. Like, and he was like, what? Do I know you? But she's like pretending to be a server, like, one of the caterers or whatever like that.
Oh, shit, that's cool. I gotta see this.
So, like, she's gonna, supposedly, like, the rumor is, I don't know if it's like, it hasn't really been officially confirmed, at least not to my knowledge. But supposedly, she's supposed to be coming back in the second half. Gonna show up again. And then I'm just like, yo. That's dope.
That's fire. I gotta see it then. Because I heard it had to do with like some Nazi shit.
Yeah, it was like from Earth X.
What is with this? What
the timeline fuck, with relevant because I mean
you got Call of Duty World War II and then
Trump's a Nazi. Yeah. So it was relevant. I was like, I get it, but I just didn't bang with the whole suit. I don't like super. Don't even get me. That's a whole nother. I'm not even Supergirl? Gonna jump into that yet. That's a whole nother thing. Yeah, I already. I'm not gonna jump into that.
But the one cool thing about Supergirl. We're going off track, but fucking Martian Manhunter's in there.
Yo, the episode when he was like, my Martian name is John Jones. I was like,
it's lit. But yeah, I other than that, I don't really give a shit about that show. I don't want to watch Gotham, any of that crap. I need to see it, though. I hear Arrow's getting better.
Yeah, I caught up. And because, that whole OLED, we so far off topic, bro.
Flash.
But I mean, you already know, like, we got Grant Gustin and Barry Allen. What's her name?
Candace Patton. She is so
Iris, hot. OD. She is so hot. Like,
oh my God.
And she was like, yo, you got 5 minutes. And I'm going to birth your child. Word. So all I need is two. Like,
word. That's all I need.
But yeah, so just to prevent this video from being extra long than it has to be, check out the channel, Alternative Facts. We're going to try and put up videos as often as possible. Like I said, we have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We have our Gmail just in case,
You want to email shit to us.
All day, every day. Easy. One man alone, betrayed by the country he loves. and also check out my homegirl Cheryl's makeup channel for all the fellas out there who got girlfriends who into makeup. Recommend it because she knows her stuff, girls got to be fleeky too, right? subscribe to her channel. And as well, if you like the content, like, share, subscribe. And I will see you in the next video. We off this.
Laters.